Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
Ensuring global warming.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Congress will hear from the insurance industry today about climate change. A House committee is looking at whether global warming will cause massive insurance losses. Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The General Accounting Office says insurers have paid out more than $320 billion in weather-related claims since 1980. Some scientists blame that higher number on global warming, which they say is making storms worse. Insurance industry analyst Andrew Logan says insurers can't base future predictions on patterns from the past like they used to.
They've taken the last 100 years of trends and essentially tried to project into the future. With climate change, the future looks actually not at all like the past.
One thing's for sure, insurers are raising prices and sometimes refusing coverage. Congressman Edward Markey, a Massachusetts Democrat, chairs the Global Warming Committee.
There are now countries that have insurance companies that are saying that they won't insure ski lodges for snow above a certain altitude.
More bad news is expected tomorrow when the UN releases a report on climate change. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Another happy ending on Wall Street. The Dow climbed 75 points to 13,211. The Nasdaq put on 26 to 2557. The S&P 500 added 10 points to finish at 1495. Asian shares climbed almost 1% today. European markets are up in the early going. The Dow has made gains in 21 of the last 24 sessions. That's its best winning streak since the summer of 1955. But it's got to end soon, right? Well, maybe not. Diane Swonk is chief economist at Mesirow Financial. She believes corporate profits will keep driving the Dow.
Some of that cash on corporate balance sheets, which is near a record high right now, is either going to go into stock buybacks, which enrich, of course, the value of a stock, or into dividends, or something I hope, more importantly, investments in productivity growth and future growth of these companies.
Also giving stocks a lift, lots of public companies going private. Raise your hand if you feel sorry for drug companies. I didn't think so. But they do lose billions of dollars when competitors make generic versions of the drugs they've spent years developing. A new study takes a look at this. Janet Babin reports from our innovations desk at North Carolina Public Radio.
The report from Data Monitor says drug makers will lose $140 billion in sales by 2016. By then, patents will expire on top-selling medicines like Lipitor and Plavix. Other companies will swoop in and sell generic versions for a fraction of the price. These top sellers took years to develop and were well worth the effort, but the number of drugs in the pipeline to replace them is dwindling. Some say the blockbuster model of drug discovery is dead, but Miller Tabak analyst Les Funtleiter says it's just been a bad few years for research and development.
Drug R&D is a bit cyclical, and so you see new classes of drugs kind of come out at the same time. Maybe it's a function of technology, maybe it's a function of other discoveries. And so they tend to cluster.
But without new compounds by 2009, Funtleiter says top pharma companies will have to pare down or consolidate if they want to make money. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. By the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
A new report looks at the growing gap between rich and poor. It comes from, of all places, Wall Street, a huge investment bank called UBS. Our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell, has been doing a little light reading. Chris, what's in the report?
You know, look, what's been happening in the subprime market really is a reflection that lower income groups have been in a recession, and a recession that's been getting worse. And now the middle class, and this is, I think, the thrust of the report, and now the middle class is getting nervous. They're getting squeezed. They're getting fearful. So if you're investing, you need to take the trend toward rising inequality seriously.
Okay, obviously low-income groups are worried about inequality. But why is Wall Street and rich investment bankers worried about inequality?
They're worried about it because of their wallet. It's what they're increasingly worried about, and they're talking about, and they're going out on the stump, and they're saying, I'm worried about protectionism. These people who are losing their jobs, these people who are losing their health care, these people who aren't getting raises, you know, they're more susceptible to the siren song of protectionism, and we need to fight this. Well, this is why Wall Street is concerned about it, because if we do end up with protectionism or more protectionism, they got to worry about their own incomes. So part of it is just pure self-interest. The other part of it is when you're investing, you're trying to understand, well, what are the major trends in our economy? What is it that's going on in our economy that I need to understand? So here's how I direct my money.
Chris, this country has been talking about inequality for decades.
That's right.
Is there a new angle on this, or is there something that's widening the gap?
I think what is widening the gap is this abstruse phrase we use all the time, and it's called globalization. What has changed? People have not seen wage increases. You want to know what things that drives me nuts?
Sure.
Drives me nuts, okay? The people go, you know, we have the lowest savings rate since the Great Depression. You know, Americans are these spendthrifts. They go out and they spend. No, it's got nothing to do with we're consuming too much, we're spending too much. I mean, the only people who are spending too much are the upper income ones who are making all the money. Now, what people are doing is their wages have been stagnant. Their wages have been declining relative to inflation. And that story, people are becoming more and more aware of it, but nobody can talk the inequality away anymore.
Okay, Chris, thanks for your thoughts.
Thanks a lot.
Our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Hallelujah, people are yapping less on their cell phones. A J.D. Power survey says the average customer is making fewer calls per week for the first time, but text messages increased. At least those are quieter. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
Look at
the world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.